Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to learn how to say good people in Chinese. We have Tony Zhen. Tony, he is an entrepreneur, the CEO of Cubo Group, and also the New York Times bestseller author. Hi, Tony, 你好.
Hi, 你好, Xiaolan.
Right, I have your book in my hand. It's called Good People.And
yes.
It's a must read for many people. I would say not only for leaders, for people either in the business or people who want to become a better person.
Yes.
The subtitle here is the only leadership decision that really matters. So I would really love to hear from you about the good people and your philosophy behind it.
Yeah, well, thank you, Xiaolan. I think, you know, I wrote this book because growing up from an immigrant family and coming over from Indonesia to Taiwan, over to Canada, you know, many, many people helped us along the way. And now that I've been very fortunate to enjoy a modicum of business success, I have really reflected on what was the critical factor that helped both my family and myself through all these years. And it's something everyone says, you know, it's people, it's good people.
Mm-hmm.
But then I really tried to think, what does that really mean? You know, we all say we want to be around good people, but what does it really mean? And that's the exploration of this book. What does it really mean? Why is it actually hard to do?
Mm-hmm.
And how can we be better at doing it for ourselves and towards others?
Right. Okay. Before we go into the details, let's show people how to say good people first in
yes.
Chinese. The way to say good people, we say 好人.
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 Yeah. 好 is good. And 人 is person.
Yes.
So in Chinese, it's very easy. Good person, good people. There's no singular, no plural. There's no differentiation between the two. So we say 好人.
It's the same how like 你好.
It is. So
that's one of the first things you teach people, right?
Like, that's right. Exactly. But I feel like I don't need to teach you that because you know it. And so 你好, you good, you well. And then 好 is the combination between a woman and a child.
Yes.
So 好.
好,
好人,
好人.
Yeah, 好人 means good people or good person. So in your book, 好人, do you have a Chinese edition now?
I think they just put it out, but I was going to say on your latest book in May, I think you even had the symbol people on the cover, didn't you?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, the symbol, walking guy.
Exactly, the walking guy. That's right. So if you have a Chinese edition, do you think you're going to call that 好人?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, it's always a back and forth with the editors, but that would be the simplest
mm-hmm.
title, I think.
Right. So earlier when you say 好人, did you mean that how to become a 好人 or how to be surrounded by 好人? And you also mentioned that along the way to your successful career and amazing journey you went through, you worked with a lot of 好人.
Yes. I actually meant both. And I think in Chinese, even though it's a direct translation, good people, the 好人, there's a little bit more of a holistic meaning when
mm-hmm.
we use the word in that combination of 好人. It's not just good from the skills
mm-hmm.
someone can do,
right.
like the competency. 好人 is like in Jewish, Yiddish, there's the term mensch
mm-hmm.
to mean someone that has a, you know, good soul, someone who has that, that character.
Right.
And I think what I really meant by this meaning of 好人, it almost translates better in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think in Chinese, when we say, you know, 少林是好人, it's like really, really about you're a good person. I don't know if the immediate connotation is that I'm thinking you're very skilled.
Mm-hmm.
But in Western world, when we say good people, and this is what I realized in writing the book,
mm-hmm.
immediately, especially in the business world, they say, oh, we need someone that knows how to set up a Skype studio. We need someone that knows how to get the technical aspects correct of what to do proper.
Mm-hmm.
And we care about that too in Chinese culture. You know, we want people who are very zooming, you know, very smart. But I think competency and smarts is just one aspect of good that we need.
Right.
This was really about the character, the soul, the heart of a person on how and why we need to have that for ourselves as the grounding
mm-hmm.
With truth, compassion and wholeness
mm-hmm.
and why we need people around us
right.
Who are 好人.
So we are talking about people who are kind. and who are willing to give and who are tolerant and who can be forgiving and who can accommodate the differences between people and the society.
Yes, I think it was best summarized by one of my interviews for the book was with the current dean of Harvard Business School, mm-hmm. who said, you know, for so long, at least in the business world, we have taught leaders of competency,
yep.
but we have not taught enough leaders of character. And so that's really the heart of it. And character, like you said, is made up words of truth, mm-hmm. Compassion, and a sense of wholeness.
Right. And then the sense of wholeness in your book, you also mentioned about something called goodness.
Yes, yes.
And goodness, in Chinese, actually, we don't say hao something. We actually say shan liang.
Yes, that could be another title. For
yeah.
the book.
Yeah, shan liang. And shan, it's that means kind. And
yes.
liang, that means something has high quality. So
yes.
someone who is kind with high quality and the great sense of virtue, then we say shan liang, then that's the direct translation of goodness.
Yes, the shan liang is, I think in Chinese culture, at least historically, it's viewed as that's a must-have quality. It's very aspirational for people to have that. And I argue that mm-hmm. actually the very best people, not just in life, but in business and the companies and brands that really last have that quality.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Have that shan liang quality, that virtuous quality.
Mm-hmm. Right. And then in a society, we actually don't really have a course anywhere throughout the education system or the career path how we can make people a better, kinder person.
Yeah, and leadership of character, and not to be too not to be political about it, but we're at a time when we need it as much as ever.
Yeah, in the book, there's a good people mantra, 好人 mantra, and you
yeah.
have be, help, commit, balance, and practice. Can you explain a little bit about this?
Yeah, I think we need to now do good whenever we have the opportunity to do good and recognize that doing good is not just a nice to have, but it's actually at the root of anything that is worth transforming and lasting.
That's great. So since we're in Chinese, we have to learn a little bit more about Chinese.
Yes.
So we can say, hey, Tony, it's a good person. Tony 是好人.
Oh, 谢谢.
不客气. So Tony 是好人, 是 is. So Tony is a good person. And here we actually, we don't say 一个, 一个 means one. In Chinese, we can skip that. So we say Tony 是好人.
嗯, 少林 是好人.
Thank you, 谢谢. But if I really want to say, hey, he's a big, big kind person, to emphasize to say he's such a kind person, I say 是大好人.
Oh, that sounds very good.
Yeah. 大好人。大好人。大好人。大 means big.
Yeah.
So it doesn't refer to your size, but that means you have a big heart. So 大好人。大好人。大好人. Yeah. And then
yeah.
we tend to describe someone who is very kind and gentle and very generous, either by giving their time, their knowledge, or their wealth. Say 大好人。大好人。大好人. And the opposite of 大好人, we have some baddies around in life, which is part
yeah.
of life. So we also need to learn how to say them, to describe them. Bad person, baddie, we say 坏人。坏人。坏人。坏人。坏人. To describe a very big baddie, we say 大坏人。大坏人。大坏人。大坏人。大坏人。 Right. Thank you so much, Tony, for joining us. Today, we talk about 好人, good people. This book, The Good People, is really worth reading and is not only about leadership. I think this is a matter how we should behave as a good person to have a meaningful life. Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Shaolin. 谢谢.
谢谢. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Tony.
再见.